The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
I apologize for the tactical error of turning up Lucas because he'll be louder now.
Okay, so last time, I believe we left off with Grady, or with Kira and Ertlan gently gliding down into the chasm after half the party died.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So you guys slowly float down, holding on to the beholder. I think Ertlan was still in wild shape.
I was, yeah.
Okay, so you can fly down at whatever speed you want. Kira is gently gliding down with her glaive sticking out of the beholder.
Hand axes.
Oh, yeah, right. you were holding on with hand axes, that's right.
Yeah.
Screaming obscenities in every language I know.
How many is that?
Three?
I think three. I think it's Undercommon, Common, and Dwarven.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's correct.
Okay, you guys eventually get down to the bottom of this. I knew there'd be something that I forgot to check.
You know, we found a couple of skeletons.
Oh, did we already do this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the corpses were looted, or the ashes were looted.
And all their magical shit that they dropped 500 feet was picked up.
I think it's the only reason they were going down is chase after them.
No, they were wanting to rest.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Gravity is the reason we went down, Troy.
That is the reason
fucking
you went
gravity's
down.
A downer.
Yeah. No, we had rested and we had basically to the point
Well, you were intending to rest.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys have looted everything. You've got everything written down, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay.
Hopefully Schroeder does.
Okay.
I'm a barbarian. All I need is a sharp stick.
Everything's very quiet upstairs. You don't really hear much, and then you hear what sounds like fighting.
Is it fighting?
Make a perception check.
It's only like 500 feet away.
Down an echoey cavern.
Yeah. Could just be three people yelling.
It's three raccoons in a raincoat.
I rolled an 18.
I'm still finding a d20. Not as good as an 18.
Okay. Ertlan is fairly certain that there's some kind of fighting going on up above. It doesn't sound like troops marching or something like that. It sounds more like a brawl.
I press my back up against one of the walls and indicate that the turtle should do the same.
Not easy with that shell, huh?
No. Just trying to get comfortable. No, I would probably back up to a wall as well.
It's probably a good thing, because within a few seconds, a body comes flying down.
Yeah.
Fuck!
I mean, do you want me to have this guardian stand over us and essentially just block anything from hitting us?
I don't know if that's going to work.
It's more than not trying to do that.
You do you, man. That's fine.
Yeah,
you do notice that this guy is dressed very similarly to the guys who were charging onto the bridges and trying to tackle you guys.
Oh, the suicidal dudes?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thought when the beholder died, they would no longer be charmed.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought.
As someone who has been previously charmed twice, thought that would have ended.
Your charms ended because I dispelled them, not because he died.
Yeah, but you've also had experiences with at least one creature who's been psionically charmed so many times that their mind is broken.
He dead, right?
No.
He's dead now. He is when I dropped the axe on top of his throat.
Oh, you mean the guy who fell?
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry. No, I was talking about the other creature that you met whose mind had been broken.
No. We'll get to that one.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the... that dude is a greasy spot on the floor.
You can't, like, cast Mordenkainen's tent of hail or anything, right?
No, I'm not a wizard.
Oh. All right.
Are you guys doing anything?
Staying away from the middle of the room.
Okay. Yeah, you'll see another couple bodies come down over the next few minutes.
Any of them carrying anything cool?
No. What are you doing?
Taking its eye, if we haven't already. I can't remember if we took the eye out.
Make a survival check.
I'm at plus six.
I'm higher.
Let me guidance you. Oh, wait.
You can aid each other.
Yes, I was going to say you can aid.
Yeah. Which if you're higher, roll advantage.
Oh, nice.
30.
Card.
Nothing. I'm good.
Was it a card of guidance?
No, it was just reminding myself that I could have saved Troy if I'd given him the card last session.
All right, right.
Cool. So yeah,
you're able to.
I
take
perfectly remove the eye.
You do. Very good job.
Yep.
Now what are you gonna do with it?
We're gonna put it in our bag of holding that we totally have.
Do you have a bag of holding?
Yeah.
You say that was session such two. What are you talking about?
Conviction.
No, I know Nexus has.
Why don't you go back and listen to the audio?
You will soon.
Oh wait.
Awesome.
You will soon.
See, I don't think you do.
Prove me wrong.
Okay, yeah, you don't.
You said Nexus had a bag of holding, right? Oh, wait, that was your first character.
Yeah.
You've been gone a while.
Forgot that Shadow of whatever the fuck didn't have any bag of holding. I was assuming.
Just polymorph into a fucking giant eagle again and...
I'll
grab that squishy eyeball with them talons.
I'll just use rope and tie it into a little sling and wrap it around myself.
Best I got.
You know this is a large creature that's mostly eye, right?
I'm cool.
And eight, I stalk.
80% eye.
I'm not going to leave it here.
Well, no, I wouldn't recommend you leave it. But
yeah.
It seems pretty shameful for the two other party members to leave it behind.
I'll take one of their pawafwis and turn it into a knapsack for the eye.
No, I know that you can find a way to hold it.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about how you're going to get it up.
Yeah. I'll just...
Viagra.
Ride on the back of the dude that you said last time can climb the wall.
You know, the
And I'll roll the tape back here, as you
Iron
said. The
giant?
The shield guardian would just thunk into the wall and climb up.
Yeah, you're good. Okay, yeah, he could carry it.
Argument for nothing.
Yeah, no.
Argument for
just sit on
nothing.
His shoulders while he carries us up.
What's up, bud?
Kira is going to, with her back against the wall... be obsessing over both hand axes.
Okay, we have to be quiet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're riding your
are we going
guardian.
Up now or are we going to try and rest?
I figured you were going to rest.
I planned on resting originally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you try and bed down. Eventually the sounds of fighting die out and it doesn't... I mean, it takes a little while for somebody to get down here, but eventually you hear somebody climbing down.
Okay. I'm making you aware of it.
I have a longbow.
Okay.
Can I see them?
I'm not.
Yeah, it's lit up there.
How lit?
So lit!
You know... You made that same fucking joke in like
about a year and a half ago.
No, the first goddamn session we played.
Probably.
And so many times since then.
Yeah, we lost a lot of that audio, so. Bringing it back.
No, I don't mean the first session.
He's talking about Horde.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, probably.
That's still out.
It's a 7-year long joke.
We're nothing but memes and
it holds up.
Horrible representations of our own selves. We're caricatures.
But it's recycled.
At this point.
It's recycled memes. That's
yeah,
the problem.
It is.
They never. We don't bring new shit.
We're saving the meme Earth by recycling shitty jokes.
We're boys to men. We got the same song since '95.
Yes, you can see somebody scaling down on a rope.
What do they look like?
They got 500 feet of rope?
They can tie shit together. You see a human. Human male.
I string my longbow.
Okay.
I call up, you want to die like the rest of them?
He will stop where he is and look around and try and look down and not be able to see anything down there. Because I'm assuming you haven't started a light or anything.
Yeah.
We saw you fighting it. We weren't sure if any of you survived.
We did. Can we help you?
We were...
coming to pilfer our bodies?
No, we were coming to see if you were okay.
Yeah, we're okay.
You can come up if you want. You don't have to hide down there.
Well, we heard fighting. We figured we'd let you kill each other off.
No, we were trying to stop the ones that were too far gone. We saved the ones that we could. You're welcome.
Thanks?
You're welcome up there among us.
Oh.
Two different connotations. What are you going for? You're welcome.
You want to go up now?
Kira shrugs.
Yeah, then I'll command the shield guardian and we'll start going up the wall.
Okay.
We climb up.
Yeah. You want to ride?
Whatever is narratively convenient.
You guys can climb up.
It
takes time. That's it. You get up top. You see the cavern that you started out in. You see the big open hole in the ceiling, and you get a better look at it now. It looks like it was somehow carved into the shape of a beholder, and the center of the eye is the hole. There's a ton of people looking kind of shocked, shell-shocked maybe. You can see some people. You can see a handful of, like, people who've just been beaten to the point that they can't move anymore. All different kinds of people. What are you doing?
You think beholders keep hordes in their little lairs?
Slaves.
Slaves up there?
Hordes, yeah. Not whores.
Yeah. I didn't know if they were like dragons and kept shiny shit.
Oh, I follow you. You could try and get them to give it to us.
I don't think they can get up there. Do we see any ropes coming from the...
Oh, no.
I point upward, flap my arms, and then look at the turtle.
Want to ride?
I mean, are you guys interacting with anybody up here, or are you just...
Not yet.
Okay.
I kind of gesture broadly to the swath of humanity around us.
Fine.
Yeah. Let's do a full 4 hours.
Nothing better to do tonight anyways.
Full 4 hours sesh. We'll play our own.
I look at the horde of people. Excuse me, do any of you have player characters amongst you?
Our own dome. One that's a dome within the dome.
No, I'll turn around.
Would any of you like to join us on a quest? Perhaps characters that have been made and figurines that look similar to those on the end of the table.
Well, actually, most of them do like the idea of going with you. They definitely don't want to stay in the worm writhings.
Do you have a way to pay your passage?
No.
Was there a storehouse of food and gold and magical items that would help us on our quest?
We have food and supplies. I don't know what Karazakar kept up top. That's where he hung out most of the time.
I'll be back. No. I don't want to do that yet because we didn't get a full rest. So I need to be able to get back down. Won't be able to carry shit. You said it was in the center, right? So the shield guardian wouldn't be able to like climb the wall and take us up there.
No. It's the opening is basically in the middle of the big chasm.
Gotcha.
Now that Kira has finished her dinner, she'll start organizing a sort of humanitarian effort. Wagons, food, supplies, start getting them mobile to take them back to the wizard's tower.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably... I mean, I've got... depending on... I don't know how long we rested, so I don't want to, like...
Going into this, you could get, like, a short rest. We haven't had enough time to do a long rest.
So then, I mean, I could always fly some rope up there. It's not higher up than it was down in the shaft, is it?
No.
Yeah, just take the rope and Yeah, fly it up there. And then now, then we've got access up and down.
Sure. Why not?
Okay, so the two of you, I have no idea what your characters would be doing in here. Where are you?
Weeping uncontrollably.
I'd probably just be sitting up against a wall. Like, I've got a bag open, just looking in it, maybe shoving shit in there. Grabbing, like, random tools or weapons or whatever I can find.
If the two party members were to notice you, what would they see?
They would see a...
If only this were a non-visual medium.
One of these days.
Stop leaning against the wall like a cool guy slave and actually introduce yourself.
It's a beatnik slave.
You would see a brass dragonborn garbed in not much, I guess, you know, maybe a cloak. Nothing too fancy.
Sorry, is your refrigerator broken? Like, it keeps sounding like it wants to run and it doesn't.
It's called a well pump.
Yeah, and I keep thinking it's the fridge.
It's
sorry.
Pulling water from the well to...
Sorry, I think
run
I
the
keep
water
thinking it's the fridge
the...
trying to click on.
No,
it, so
that's
not getting it.
That's the well pumping water to the
kitchen sink.
Correct.
I just keep hearing.
And also, it sounds like my son flushed the toilet. So
I just keep hearing it over here, and I keep thinking that's what it is. Sorry, keep going. This is bugging the shit.
That's the
well,
hot
no,
water.
Now it's your turn. So
I didn't know if you finished your. Expose.
I'm assuming he did.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
He's a beatnik gold dragon.
You see an elf-like. Oh. You also would see an elf-like creature, who is more fae than elf. I don't know how to explain that, because they are technically elves per the book.
Mm-hmm. Aren't elves fae, to begin with?
Not
really.
Per the lore,
kind of,
no.
But not really.
I mean, I know they're not considered fae as far as fae versus humanoid.
But
yeah, I am.
Valar. We already discussed this.
Yeah.
He's Valar.
I'm not sure what you would... I don't know if you would know what a...
Valar.
Say it another time.
Not what I am, but...
Valar.
Okay.
Be-nee-nee-nee-nee-nee-nee-nee.
We'll move on.
Yeah, I know that Eladrin are a subrace of elves, and that they are more descended from the Fae than...
Right.
Yes.
I don't know that they would know what that is.
I don't either, but the audience wants to know.
Having never been to the Feywilds, Eladrin is my race, yes.
Okay. You guys are making your way up to the
thing.
Making our way downtown.
You're getting people lined up, ready, packed up, ready
you
to
there,
go.
Pick up that. Get that cart over there. Help that man.
Fly up and...
I mean,
check
just
for
very
traps.
Soldierly. I'm just ordering everyone the fuck around. Be prepared to march. Get that food in there. You'll need that pack. Grab that rope.
Anybody got any big bags that maybe we can carry shit in?
You owe us, after all. We got to get this eye to this tower. Let's go.
Hey, Shiny, that looks like a big bag in your hand. You got a lot of shit you're putting in there.
I'm just looking at a thing in a bag.
That's what we're going with? Okay.
I like it. Let's keep going.
It's better than Numbnuts' Bobcat Goldthwait over here, so I'll accept it.
Bobcat Goldthwait is really hard to impersonate.
Yes.
Only Bobcat Goldthwait can do Bobcat Goldthwait. I'm sorry.
So why did you try?
Because it was funny as shit.
Sure.
Okay, you come up through this hole in the ceiling, mm-hmm. and you get up top, and it's like opening that case in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
There are coins everywhere.
You need a sound effect here. I don't know what it is.
It's going to be like a...
It's a clip from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Not the sound effect. That bit I did just
it's
right
just
there.
It's going to be the... We'll leave it.
We don't know what the copyright is on that yet.
No. He just opened... Jeff says, you open the case like in Pulp Fiction, and you just hear me going, ha! Because we're idiots.
Yeah.
We?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see a shit ton
yeah,
of...
Yeah, you're encompassed in we.
That's a fair point.
You see a shit ton of gold. You see a shit ton of... What else is there? Platinum, gems.
Can I describe that as a metric fuckton? Or...
You know?
What is that equal to, numerically?
Tomorrow we will decide which country we want to buy!
You end up finding 15,000 gold.
This seems minimal.
Only because of the poison that we have.
I'm gonna wager that In the 7 years, we have not accumulated 15,000 in gold in all of our games.
1,300 platinum.
Okay. That's a lot different.
Okay.
That's a big difference.
And 10 gems worth 500 apiece.
Jesus Christ. Let's go to the mall.
Shopping montage.
Oh, that was the best.
You also find a gem, a magical gem, a necklace, and a robe.
What does magical gem do?
Mostly magic. Gem just does magic.
Ba-da-na-na, ba-da-da-da.
That's his actual magician name, Magical Gem.
You see, Lucas's joke isn't that funny, but the look,
it's a video.
The look
it's a
he gave
thing.
Me as he did the magic hands in front of his face, that was funny.
It was like a double John Cena, you can't see me with his hands.
It's like the...
But with very intense eyes right on me.
It's the glitter meme where the guy just goes, and he just throws the glitter up.
No, that's nothing like what you did.
No. Gotta have the guy. I don't have the guy liner on today. I haven't had guy liner on and...
Since last
maybe
session.
5 years.
I was five years
isn't that long ago.
Wait, he hasn't worn that since, well, Tuesday.
Yeah. I don't know. If I wasn't wearing glasses all the time, I'd probably still wear like guy liner.
You're not helping yourself.
Emos. I'm not trying to help myself. I'm just trying to
start
myself.
Bringing
painfully
that
obvious,
shit
Lucas.
Down.
Cool. So,
I'm just being neat.
Magical gym, and then I started making a joke, so I missed the other bit.
A robe and a necklace.
A robe. Okay.
I'll stick my head down and yell, there's a lot of money up here. If anybody's got an easier way to carry all this down than on my eagle back, I'll give you a cut.
Robe up there.
How much are we talking here?
More than an entire party could probably carry without some kind of magic bag.
Could I mean feasibly, I there's not really a limit to a bag of holding, right?
5,000 pounds.
Yeah, it's
I
like
believe
huge.
It's 5,000 pounds.
So how much of this gold can I shove in this bag?
There's no way.
You mean how much of this platinum can
I think
we
you're
shove
still
in this
have,
bag?
I think you're still gonna have room.
Yeah, I would have to look up how much
I think
Handy gold weighs. I cannot remember.
Because Handy Haversack's a smaller bag, right? Than Bag of Holding? Or do they have that backwards?
I don't know.
It's a similar item, but I feel like Handy Haversack is smaller.
I believe so. Let's see if we can completely grind this to a halt.
Oh, we can.
It's almost as if we could edit it out so that no one would know.
We could.
Why would we do that?
Yeah, why would we do that?
We need.
I'm not now. I'm just going to leave the silence.
We need to
enjoy the silence.
We need to put the unedited shit out normally, and then they have to pay $5 on Patreon to get
to get
the clean
shit.
Edited nice stuff.
If you want good content, pay us for it.
We'll zip five of your files for free, but you want more than five, you got to pay the $1.99. Don't download WinZip.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I've been burned by that one too many times.
It's about 81,000. Did I do that right?
That can't be right.
I feel like your math is off.
Yeah, I hit times instead of divide.
I'm okay with that.
I'm not. If he's
no,
calculating
that's for
weight.
Oh.
15,000 gold should not weigh.
Oh.
One gold should not weigh like 4.5 pounds.
All that coinage is 327 pounds.
Woo! Come on, bud.
We're good.
Right. It's not about the weight. It's the fact that I can't carry it all in one go.
He's got his shirt just like, dump like, it in.
You see me tucking gold pieces into my feathers.
No. What, I mean, like, the image there is someone opening a gallon Ziploc bag mm-hmm. and just shoving 300 pounds worth of gold into it.
Yeah.
And gems.
I'll, like, put my feet in the bottom and, like, open it up like a bag and just, like, scoot along.
Like he's trying to put leaves in it?
Yeah.
I hate that shit. It's not until you get like a good pound of leaves, it won't stay.
Okay.
We're commandeering that bag of holding, sir.
You're not commandeering shit. It's my bag.
I made an offer if you wanted a cut.
Rage.
Just make another character.
I was going to say, did you make a backup?
What's your name?
Try me.
What's your name, dragon?
I'm Trogdor, the Burninator.
Rage.
Fucking serious.
Straight rage. Great weapon mastery.
You gotta show him the miniature.
Nuke this motherfucker.
Oh, he made an actual Trogdor miniature.
Oh my god. Fuck.
You want me to paint that? I'll paint that.
Trogdor! There, you can also cut that bit and put it at the front.
So your voice is Homestar Runner narrating the voice of Trogdor.
No, Strongbad.
Strongbad, yeah, you're right. Ugh. Fucking hate this game. I hate this game
so much.
I'm fucking quit. I'm out. See you guys next time.
I mean, it's. I can't say it's any worse than Matt Ettercap.
Done. That was actually like kind of a brilliant name, though.
I don't know if I'd use the word brilliant.
Brilliant might be a bit strong. Surprising. Unexpected.
European brilliant.
Shockingly brilliant given
the
source.
European brilliant.
It's like in metric. It's smaller.
It doesn't mean it's like the greatest thing ever. It's not brilliant.
Ah, okay.
It's like a shadow being cast by a new moon.
Yeah.
What is that? Russian brilliant?
No, just making fun of the fact that there's no light to cast a shadow from a new moon.
Yeah, I get it. All right, Trogdor.
Is that really what you're going with, then?
Fuck yes! Okay. Trogdor the Burninator. You have to... I mean, it's one name, man.
No capitals. All one word. Just
all right,
you pushed for a name as if you knew I was going to say it, so fuck you for getting mad about it.
This is not the character I thought that we talked about.
So you don't need
about.
This one.
This is not at all the direction that I was thinking you were going to go. I gave you more credit. I'm sorry.
That's your fault.
So what Jeff did was waste printing a mini that was for nothing.
No, that's the mini.
Oh, okay.
I just also found an actual Trogdor model and made it for him.
Okay.
I'll paint him for you if you want to paint
I'm
him.
Okay
it's,
with that.
It's cool.
It's better. I was like, yes, is that his actual
if
fucking
If you thought
mini?
This was going to be the actual character.
No, not that you actually your character actually looked like that.
With a if nice have, beefy arm on the back.
If you have, like, spiritual weapon, use that as it.
Oh, my gosh. I don't, but I wish I did now.
Fucking A.
He's not a cleric.
All right. In the sense of shitty conventions, would you like to introduce yourself, Lucas? You have a really low bar to clear. Like, this is, like, childlike. Like, you just hop and you'll be over it. The back is really, really good, I thought.
It's another thrall! And just nuke it right there.
Jaren Everfell. Jaren Everfell is the
Jaren?
Name. Jaren.
Everfell.
Everfell.
You cleared that very low bar. Congratulations.
I wasn't trying to steal from other people, I guess.
Wasn't much of a bar to clear.
No. All right, I'm cool with cutting it. Cutting it all. The whole fucking session.
Can you just hit stop and we'll start over?
Shredder's like, due to the fact that I didn't give a fuck, this episode is not coming out.
Here's the 5-minute synopsis. Have a beer.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
I did not that.
Not that at all.
We've talked about so many other superheroes, just anything. I was like, oh, we've talked maybe some fantasy stuff. Like, this can be pulled from somewhere. No. Not at all. It was the farthest from any thought that I thought you.
You're welcome.
I put far too much thought in mine. I actually looked up various plants to paint them by.
All right, Jaren, do you provide anything of use?
I'm a wizard.
That's the accent we're going with.
I'm workshopping it as
okay.
we go. Yeah.
Okay,
it'll change as we go.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll forget about it later. I promise.
Do you wave your hands around obnoxiously while you do it?
Don't need to.
Okay.
Can. Don't need to.
Maybe when you're drunk, you sort of...
He does this that no one can see at home.
He just did the glitter fingers
it's
again.
Spirit fingers.
Oh, fucking hell. Can I have a cat back?
If you find a book up there, I would like it back.
You'd like what back?
A spell book.
Oh.
You're a wizard who doesn't have a spell book.
Okay, yeah, well, you found a spell book up there, too. Sure.
Why are you making it easy? He immediately, Lucas the Wizard immediately gave you a narrative chance to fuck him, and you just let him have it. Why?
I can't imagine I have it on me. But yeah. Why would he not take it from
He'd
me?
Rather him kill himself with a crit failed spell than...
So you will find a spell book that's bound in dragon skin.
How do you feel about
yes,
that?
Yes, exactly. That's, I looked up and just looked at Trogdor. I was like, oh, shit.
Is it bronze?
No, but it's brass, and that's more of a problem.
It's not brass. I found this on Amazon for like $10. It actually holds the cards. So people at home, I actually brought out an actual spell book. It has like the cards with all the spells in it.
Now, the thing is, you know Lucas spent way more time finding that spellbook for the cards than paying attention to the cards he placed in the spellbook.
Nope, not at all. I will point out that Tyler helped me build this character, so if it's trash, blame him.
Nope.
No.
You do not get to scapegoat anybody.
Oh, I will.
A backhoe is an excellent tool. In the hands of an idiot, it's useless.
Just saying.
Or possibly entertaining.
We're about to find out.
Killdozer.
So can we go ahead and collect all the gold so we can move on down the road? Because yeah, I can't wait to see what Jaren and Trogdor add to the general party composition.
Yeah, you end up with...
You mind helping us out there, Trogdor?
Quite a collection of people.
Yes, I already said I did it would.
Okay.
You find 21 shield dwarf commoners.
Who are they played by?
They're
all voiced by the same person.
Connolly.
17 humans, 11 moon elf commoners, 8 female drow, and 1 male drow who are eager to get on their way. Not with you guys. They're eager to go wherever. What?
Roll it back.
Yeah.
Not the male part, the female part.
Yeah, 8 female drow.
That's important.
Usually is.
5 deep gnomes, 23 goblins, and 15 orogs.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
What's an orog?
Yeah.
A tougher version of an orc.
Orakai.
Meat is back on the menu. I will approach the said Lady Drow.
Which one?
Well, I don't know if they're all consolidating or not. Are there a gaggle of female drow?
There are 8 female drow.
Just kind of want to interrogate them a little bit about falling under the sway of a beholder.
I believe a group of female drow is called a fright.
We didn't fall under the sway of it. We just hadn't been able to escape it.
All right, 6 of 1, half dozen the other. Sure. Just sort of interrogating where are they from, where are they headed?
They're from Menza Berenzen.
Really?
Yeah.
How does one get there from here?
Follow the yellow brick road.
They give you general directions. It's
everything along the way.
It's within a few days of Blingdenstone. It's actually not far from knowing where you came from the Wizard's Tower. You know it's not far from there.
The wizard?
The other wizard.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Wrong book.
I'll ask who they are. See if they share any house names.
The mostly lower house names. Only about 3. These are not priestesses.
Okay. Just checking.
What are you doing all the way out here?
Looking for worm... what's the word?
Eggs?
Not even eggs. I mean, the residue from their saliva can be used. The poison can be
venom.
Used. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the venom can be used.
What was the name of the troop? Of
The Dark Hunters.
The Dark Hunters?
These guys are not a part of the Dark Hunters.
Gotcha. That's what I was going to ask.
No, these are like merchant families.
Gotcha.
I guess the question is what would their reaction be if you mentioned the Dark Hunters? Are they allies? Are they enemies? Are they?
They're professional egg hunters. We know them.
Yeah, but like, I guess what house do they serve? I don't think we even got what house they served.
No, we did.
Did we?
Oh, what was it? So I thought we did. I could be wrong.
I don't remember hearing it.
You met Zora Helen, who was their leader.
Yeah.
And she, I mean, the name Helen,
it is not a name house.
It's not one that Jeff knows.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah.
I don't remember even getting a name. We just like gave them their daughter back and that was, we kind
no,
of.
No, she gave us a name.
Did
yeah.
we?
Yeah. You guys talked for a while. That's where you learned about the maze engine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's you guys actually know.
Actually a pretty good book, by the way.
I know Trogdor. I cannot... What's
Jaren.
Jaren, thank you. You actually know that there's one more captive who isn't free to get up and come out. The Beholder has a Modron that is badly wounded and degraded.
A what?
A Modron.
Lucas doesn't know what that is.
I bet Jaren would. Why don't you roll Arcana?
Oh, rolling dice, are we?
Yes.
What a weird game this is.
Nope, pretty much same thing we've been playing for close to a decade.
You would have heard Shedrack and Karazakar discussing the Modron.
21.
Let's see if you actually know what it is.
21.
It is an extraplanar being from Mechanus.
Now, what do I know about Mechanus?
It is in the primordial plane of law.
All hail the Omnissiah.
I explain these things.
Yep.
Should we go talk to this guy?
The DM has suggested we might want to, so I think it's a good idea. I also don't know what a Modron is, so I'm looking forward to hearing Jeff describe it to the audience.
Does the Modron have a name?
As well as the fact
Not
that
it's...
Not
that you know. You know that Karazakar was keeping it around to try and get information about the maze.
But I know where he or she is being held.
Is the Modron a giant tea kettle that talks like David Bowie?
It's now cast as David Bowie, so you better get it right.
I just sent you guys a picture.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Does it look like a tea kettle?
It doesn't.
Oh.
Nah.
That is a Modron. Or that is a...
It's a fucking robot made of squares.
Yeah.
Those are not squares.
It's a rectangle, I guess. You're wrong. You're not right.
You're not wrong. They're kind of rectangular cubes with gear and a spring.
Yeah, with gears, springs. And it's quite steampunk, really.
You know that this is a Duodron.
Duodron.
Yep.
As opposed to a Modron?
Modron is like the race. There are different levels of
Duo
Modrons.
Because of two legs?
Dual because of two boxes.
Could be. It's more a...
Do they speak common?
It's not that you can tell.
I guess that's the question. Has either of the two of us, who are now in this game, spoken to this creature?
No, everybody has been kept away from it.
Okay.
You just know of it.
So when this episode drops, somebody drop that photo in, because that's bizarre. I've never seen that in my life.
I'm sure if you Google Modron, it's probably, yeah.
Is it really?
Yep.
Okay.
Cool.
What up, Mojo Jojo?
You can see the mechanical parts on it and everything like that. It's barely functioning. And it's gibbering in a language that you do not know.
Are you sure?
Is it speaking, or is it more like rattling and whistles? And
because I've got quite a few languages.
I'm betting you don't.
Okay.
What do you have?
Common, primordial, druidic, abyssal, and uncommon. Druidic obviously is different.
Let me make sure, but I'm pretty sure.
You said
sure.
It's from a primordial plane.
Well, it's the plane of law.
You're not
one of the elemental planes.
Your worship of the Omnissiah is not strong enough. You do not speak machine.
So let's go ahead and bring 40K straight into this game.
Yep, 100%.
No. Okay. Turns out they speak Modron.
Thanks for that, Jeff.
It's only spoken in Modrinius.
If only we had a useful wizard with spells that could perhaps cast, say, comprehend languages.
Or tongues, bro.
He turns.
Dude, I know tongues, dude.
To look at the other two people at the end of the table to see if they can be useful in our first challenge of the game.
Well, since you're going to act like that, no.
I'm afraid it's a spell I don't know.
Trogdor just starts going 1-0-1-1-1-0-0-1-0-0-1-0-1-0-1.
Was that?
Who sang that song?
Sounds like Creed.
No, it's not
Clutch.
Creed. Is it Clutch? Clutch, that's right.
Yeah.
Which is Bamar Jera's brother, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Huh. Don't you have comprehend languages or something?
Not prepared.
Ah, okay.
I don't know that either. I might.
I know you have tongues.
Yeah, they did the intro song. He's,
I think Cleric has tongues.
He's the intro song to Viva La Bamba.
He's screaming, Oil Cream!
I do.
Of the 20-some spells I know, that is not one of them. I'm sorry.
Lucas just took 20 iterations of Fireball.
I kind of did.
There's actually only one fireball.
Well, world. You guys want to hang out and this thing lasts another 8 hours, I can talk to it.
I cast tongues.
Hey, there you go.
Yes. Okay.
Take a slot, sir. He didn't know. He was just following your
lead.
I
understand any spoken language it hears. Moreover, when the target speaks, any creature that knows at least one language and can hear the target understands what it says.
How could this happen to me? I made my mistakes.
One. Sorry, that's going to be stuck in my head all night.
It's, yeah.
It's kind of mumbling to itself. It is speaking coherently once you understand the language. It's talking about the march. It's talking about being lost. It's talking about going home.
Where is home?
Does tongues work that way?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the first character in 7 years that Troy has done with a different voice, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Mechanus.
That is way too on the nose.
Where is that?
Mechanica.
No, he's got a point.
In the land of machinists.
off the coast of Gear Island.
We worship V'ger.
The god of wrench.
You don't get much of an answer as to where is Mechanus.
There are actually two gods, Nut and Bolt.
Is he from a different plane?
What are you doing down here?
Lost.
How did you become down here?
The march.
Like March of Penguins?
Trogdor!
You really did say your character wasn't intelligent.
Oh my god, what's your int score?
I got a +3.
Oh fuck, that's more than mine.
Yeah, but he said it.
No, actually, no.
I was going to say, you're a wizard.
Not about his stats.
Which one do I have negative in? I got a negative in. My negative is in strength.
You know,
all right,
Trogdor's
growing on me. Trogdor's growing on me.
At first, I hated it. Here we are.
He kind of gibbers about the march. Little details. You don't understand much.
No, fix him, you twat. You're a wizard.
Fix the machine?
Yes.
Anybody who wants to make rolls to try and figure out what is going on with this thing.
I think that's a Call of Cthulhu roll. I don't have that.
No, it's called Prestidigitation. Or Mending.
I don't have either of those spells. You got Mending?
What kind of roll are we looking for?
Whatever you want to make. I'll give you different information depending on what you make.
20 on Insight.
There you go.
Or on Arcana. You can pick one between those two.
Those are both very good.
Or Intimidation.
There's no reason for me to roll.
I rolled a natural one on History.
You rolling anything, Lucas?
26 on Arcana.
You have heard of the March of the Modrons.
Okay.
Are
these the Modrons I'm looking for?
Huh?
What?
Was that a Star Wars reference?
It was.
Okay.
From the guy who doesn't watch more than Star Wars more than one time.
Supposed to be impressed?
Yes. I remember.
How many times have you seen The Crow, Lucas?
47 and a half.
Yesterday.
Just this
that
week.
That was just yesterday. He fast forwarded it.
He watched it on 4.
It was on 3. Yeah, 4.
Never
times.
Been a half. I've always watched it all the way through. Keep going. It's your game.
The March of the Modrons is something that happens every 289 years on this plane. It's a different number of years in Mechanus, but an army of Modrons comes to this plane and marches.
They literally just walk. Like, there's no intent of their walking. They don't go into a specific...
It's a fundraiser.
You don't know.
That's what... Yeah, okay. Well, then I will try to go through my translator and
they collect dimes.
It's for St. Jude. Is there... So, I will
Silver
ask my translator...
The
yeah.
Since I'm not speaking this language, like, what is... Like, where do they have a destination? Question one.
I mean, I kind of asked that. Yeah, he's trying to go back to...
I get that they march, but like, where
Modron,
are they going?
Or whatever.
Well, you're not
if
getting...
If we can send him back, how will he help us?
Oh, Modron.
You're not getting much in the way of straight answers out of him. It's kind of broken speech every once in a while.
How do we send you back?
He's in very bad shape.
Theoretically, yeah.
Would mending help?
Mending would not.
How can we heal you is my question through the vicariously through the translator.
He doesn't know.
Who speaks tongues, bro?
He's not giving you answers.
Ask him if we can send him back, how would he help us?
Somebody rolled insight. No, somebody did and rolled decent, I believe.
Yeah, I rolled a 20.
Yeah.
He's not able to answer.
Did you get a nat?
No.
Okay, sorry. Throw a card.
Say he's not able to answer?
Yes.
He's not able to answer on how to fix him? Is that what...
Meaning he doesn't know?
The Great Modron March, when the Gears of Mechanus complete 17 cycles, once every 289 years, Primus sends a vast army of Modrons across the Outer Planes, ostensibly on a reconnaissance mission. The march is long and dangerous, and only a small number of Modrons return to Mechanus.
So his name is Mud.
Mud?
Oh, I heard Primus, so I went with that.
My name is Mud.
They march from Primus to Terminus via the Technodrome.
I'll hail the Mother Box.
This is the weirdest character we've ever come across in this game. Sorry.
R-U-R.
Lucas is trying to figure out, like, why is this guy so important? Like, why would the... Okay. Again, I can't speak the language. Like,
I will touch Lucas, and he can speak in tongues.
Oh, that works that way? Shit.
Yes.
Okay, so then I will ask questions like, do you know why the Beholder was keeping you separate from us? Why are you so important? Not like a dick, but like, why are you so important?
The only word that you're able to pick out from the things that he's saying is orderer.
Orderer?
Orderer.
You give orders?
That's all you get, is the word orderer.
But I'm speaking... Okay, I don't...
He's not able to communicate. You're getting broken speech out of him. And
beep, bop, boop, beep, beep.
Yeah.
Fuck. Quick, what are questions you want to know? Because I can talk to him now.
I'm just waiting for a priest of the Mechanicus.
I'm trying to figure out why he's so important. Like, why would he be kept separate? What's the importance? Do you have demon lords where you're from?
Is there a demon lord of robots?
It's a Futurama or some shit. I don't know. It's Bender.
Okay.
Santa Claus.
I already told you, Mechanus is from the plane of law. It's the complete opposite from demons.
Okay.
Demons are chaos.
Yeah.
Mechanus is law.
Okay.
This doesn't sound heretical to me at all.
How do I send you home?
I can do that.
What, with a banishment spell?
Yeah.
But it's only for like an hour.
Not if you're from that plane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you get sent
and it's
stay?
For a minute. When you banish something, you banish it back to its plane.
Okay.
Stay there.
Then I will translate to the individual.
No, we're going to use it as a... Give us something nice and we'll send you home.
The dude's half dead. What's he going to give us?
I don't know. Something more than if he was dead?
I feel like I should use they. I don't know. It's a robot. I'm trying to be a leftist.
I mean, you're getting pieces of what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing things. This looks like some of the madness from based on the demon lords that you've heard described.
Right. He is a being of law.
He's brain addled.
Gotcha.
He's a being of law in a place where fairs res and demon lords are in abundance.
Well, and from his knowledge of the Modron March, you're pretty sure this guy's been wandering around for a couple hundred years. I mean, he's on his last legs.
Is he aware how long he's been here?
It doesn't seem like it. You're pretty sure that there's spells that you could cast that could
clear his mind.
Great weapon master.
But see, that's the thing. Like, I'm trying. we don't know how to heal him. So, what spell do you cast to clear his mind? Like
greater restoration.
Yep.
Okay. Well, there you go.
What about Lester?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's prepared. I can cast Greater Restoration.
Okay.
I have the slot, so I'll cast it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He becomes much more
coherent.
Coherent. Thank
you. Beep, bop, boop.
And
then the conversation should be smoother.
He says Karazakar has been trying to get information about something he calls the Maze Engine.
We heard about that, says the guy who just joined the party.
What's the Maze Engine?
We don't know.
I break the fourth wall.
You say we.
As long as you declare it.
Meaning your race, or you are there. Are you many?
Yes, we are many.
Legion.
You are legion.
Something like that.
But rage.
Resistance is futile.
Fireball.
Counterspell.
I have counterspell and dispel. Fun. With him more coherent, then, is he more able to explain the situation?
We were part of the Great March. We were separated. Then we were lost. Then we were captured. Then we started freaking out. Then you found us.
Yeah, you've been
That's a quote from the book.
You've been here quite a bit longer than that, mate. Time it's not has, like it was just like 30 minutes ago or something.
Time has no meaning. It is a flat circle. It is ones and zeros. Praise the Omnissiah!
The world's flat, in case you didn't know. It's on the back of a fucking tortoise.
Hey, he's right there.
What? Different tortoise, yeah?
You know, just how that accent's changed already?
I told you it was going to change significantly. I might be Russian next week, who knows? This is the fun of playing games.
Yep.
Was there anything that you could explain
to... You really should have gone with a name like Atuin.
Atuin?
Great Atuin.
That's the name of the turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I've never read this book, so I was just trying to make a joke that I didn't get.
It's the same way you play D&D.
I was just gonna say it's exactly what it is.
I don't really get the game. I just figured I'd cast some abilities or whatever.
I have no idea what the lore is. I make jokes. If they fall flat, that's fine. If they work, I did a thing.
He says a thing, and I just throw some number rocks and pick a number on them.
It's literally what this game is. Sometimes they're really low
since
numbers.
Since he's been fixed, is he still speaking in Modron, or is he able to speak Common?
No, he is only able to speak Modron.
Okay. Can we do a software
upgrade?
It's
like really clear Modron.
What do you mean?
Control-Alt-Delete.
If I smack him on the side real hard, will he start speaking Common?
Come here real quick. Let me run an executable.
No, he will not.
I don't think you can
speak. Lucas volunteers to blow in his port.
Put it back in, smack it, press start. When it doesn't start, you pop it back out, blow it again.
He casts Gust of Wind.
The problem is you couldn't just blow in it. You had to blow in it like from the bottom of the mouth. Like there's a certain
That's the angle. Sensitive part.
Yeah, there's a certain angle to get the right breeze.
It's just on the underside.
Yeah.
Most sensitive.
It varies by game.
It's the taint of the game.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
If you blow on
the taint.
It just right.
He was talking about geometry.
What?
About how to blow on taints.
I just want to play Mario. I don't know what you guys are going on.
Bionic Commando, man.
Bionic Commando. Wow.
Yep.
Is there anything actually truthful about this maze engine Karazakar was asking about? Do you know anything about it?
He kept asking me about it. He kept asking us about it. We don't know anything about a maze engine, but there is an orderer about 289 miles that way and points directly at a wall.
Sorry, can you explain what an orderer is?
Our next MacGuffin.
It brings order. It brings order to reality.
They give orders.
No.
Take orders?
No, it brings order.
Johnny Depp over here wants to know if they're sub or dom.
It's not far off.
See, now you're almost getting into a what we do in the shadows, Laszlo kind of
bat!
Thing.
Bat! He just becomes a bat. He just fucks off. You don't see him for the rest of the session. Also, I think I probably redlined.
What is his bartender's name? Johnny Montana?
Something like that, yeah.
Regular bartender, Johnny Montana. It's a good fucking show that you still haven't watched yet, Jeff.
It's my fucking hat. The Modron starts talking about like a machine that you've seen before. You're able to picture it as it's describing it. It's like a working model of the planes.
What is that word? It's a fucking
orrery.
That's it.
Yeah. but its function is to set things right and bring order to reality around it.
That's a pretty solid MacGuffin. We should go check out the orrery.
I don't think the orrery is an actual place. I think he's just...
No, the orrery is a device, which means the orderer is a device through which you probably control something to do with the planes.
100 miles that way.
289. Which is, in fact, significantly larger, almost by double.
A lot of numbers miles. That way.
Right.
Okay.
What's with us in getting people in our party who can't do math? I mean, it's not a bad thing.
It's because it doesn't matter the character. It's Lucas.
1% Lucas continues... of the people at this table can do math. Can't do math. Or speak clearly.
That one didn't hit.
It wasn't a joke.
Because he wasn't just talking into the mic.
Yeah.
I want to go check out the orderer. That's just a thing.
I'm the 1%.
Where on the giant map that you printed out is roughly the orderer?
Giant?
That's a pretty big map.
It's mediocre at best.
How many miles is a hex again?
I believe 24.
Those aren't... Are they hexes? They're not hexes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas, you are an artist. You should know shapes.
No, I can't see them from back here, but I can...
That means counting sides. He's not good at it.
I couldn't tell. I could not tell they were hexes until I was close enough.
They're decagons.
That's literally
shaped
just
like dicks.
My eyesight is that fucked. I really gotta go to the eye doctor.
Or see the map. Decagons.
Dodecahedron.
I can't tell you from all the way over there.
A dodecahedron.
Which is how many sides, Lucas?
20.
Okay, right here, vast oblivion. That's where you're at.
Exactly which hex?
280.
He pointed directly that way.
In the tower
south
in that direction?
No.
No. Haraj is...
For the people at home?
Yeah, to the east.
Right here.
Okay.
So it's 14 hex... No. 12.
Be more than 10, less than 15.
About 13 hexes.
Yeah.
Ish, yeah.
That
south.
Way.
12 and a half.
So not quite to the... Now that's the maze. I know the purple is the maze.
The labyrinth.
It is in the... My thoughts are... It's in the labyrinth.
Going back by the maps that the wizard, I can't think of his name. Vizarin.
Vizarin gave us.
Okay. I mean, it's almost, it's like smack dab in the middle of the labyrinth.
It is. Yeah. It is exactly, okay.
Not exact. I mean, roughly.
Yeah, it's like in the center of the big portion on the top.
But
like
do we actually
half.
Know that?
No, it's close to the center.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so,
I mean,
they have maps.
The hexes are hard to make out, but I mean,
well, so those two would know that. I don't know that we two would know that, right?
You're all discussing it. You're a party now. Get over it.
Never mind.
So we need.
I almost read that as Schindler's. I'm like, there's a place in here called Schindler's Gate. It's weird.
Yeah, just a red coat. That's all it is.
Baphomet.
That's
and...
a much different thing.
No, I'm saying who's in the maze?
Baphomet's in the maze.
Yes.
Oh, that. Yes.
Well, if you're 555.
And Yenagoo, right?
Yenagoo is in the labyrinth.
Okay.
And so is...
Yeah.
You do remember
that. Is Baphomet one of the actual Outer Lords?
Demon Lords.
The Demon Lords?
Yes.
I didn't
Demon
know that
Lord
was...
of Minotaurs and Beasts.
I didn't realize that was a D&D concept.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
You've realized a lot of what is in D&D is borrowed from other places. Like...
Well, yeah,
Tiamat is not a D&D creation.
No, I got that, but I guess I didn't realize Baphomet being like the satanic sigil, symbol of Satanism. Really, is part of this game. I don't think
it's
I
a name
that.
They borrowed.
Yeah.
Tiamat is a Mesopotamian goddess.
So the company we can cut this. The company that I did some boxed art for Wicked Foundations, Baphomet was one of the. Miniatures that they had created. Sadly, everything folded and everything was refunded. But it was like it probably sat about that high. It was like a six to eight inch piece miniature. Yeah, you know, like 8-inch miniature. Like it was a massive fucking miniature.
That's an action figure.
It's smaller than a Titan.
It would have been gorgeous to fucking play with. But it's probably, I bet it's accurate size to play a fight against a demon lord.
So the Orrery of Order is within the chaos of the labyrinth.
Okay.
So based on what they've talked about and the fact that he's from the plane that is all about the
order
order of law, like, are they, do they all hate the demon lords, like, because they are the opposite? Do they even know that demon lords are a thing?
I'm sure there is a rivalry, but it's not like the same kind of rivalry as the blood war between demons and devils.
Gotcha.
I don't believe there's an active hostility between them.
The Ori's in the labyrinth.
Yeah.
I don't know if you... I couldn't remember if you were here for that or not.
No. I'm pretty sure that we only have a couple of options, and the other option is Menzoberranzan, so
yeah.
let's go check out the Ori.
Well, do we need to go back to the wizard with the eye first?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go back to the wizard. I guess...
It sounds like it's tangentially on the way, and maybe we can pick up more info from that.
Right. I think the plan then is to go wizard one... or maze two.
The mushrooms.
What mushrooms? People, or the ones you get off Angus shit?
Tempest. I don't know how I... They're part of the... They're of the list of things, of reagents that we need. That needed... These mushrooms need to be found.
Telemasks.
Yeah.
I think.
What'd you say?
Telemasks?
Maybe. They need to be found in a footprint. Was that in Bahamut's footprint?
Let me get back to that chapter.
Baphomet and Yenagu are both in... Baphomet and Yenagu are both in the labyrinth.
Oh, let's go. Let's get back. Let's reconvene our party. Let's set up our picket lines. You know, the whole nine yards.
Timask.
Yeah. Okay, I had it right.
Timmasks.
Okay.
Also known as Devil's Mushrooms, sprouted from the footprint of a Merilith, a Balor, or a Garistro.
Okay. Never mind. So, T-E-M-M...
T-I-M-M-A-S-K.
Okay. What were the... did you say a Garistro was one of them?
Yes. A Merilith, a Balor, or a Garistro.
So we need the heart of a Garistro as well as mushrooms that potentially grow in their footprint.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
The heart of a Garistro.
Yeah.
The heart of the barista.
Gonna make a mess at Starbucks.
We need memories from Gronf as well.
Yeah, I figure we'd save that for the end.
Grimoires and notes.
Grimoires, gotcha.
Gronf is going to be a motherfucker. Good thing we've got Johnny Depp the wizard over here.
Yeah.
He's definitely prepared with his moleskin card-filled spellbook.
Dragon skin.
Quips louder into the microphone.
I was
going to
say, that almost showed up.
Dragon skin.
Would the Orderer be able to return demon lords back to the Abyss?
We could give it a shot.
It will put back to order what has been thrown into chaos.
Sounds like a very probable.
All it does is bring the only demon lord not on this plane onto this plane, so all of a sudden Loth fucking shows up. It does the exact opposite of what we want.
Order from chaos.
Anything you want to ask?
No. I'm ready to go after the next MacGuffin. Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes.